Hey, honey bunny. What's going on? Of course you can't come here. I see you brought Mr. Slothy with you. What's going on? You just want to be close? Oh, I'm nothing against that. Well, I was deciding whether I should work or if I should game. Yeah. I mean, gaming does sound very nice, but I kind of feel like I need to get some work done, don't I? Okay. I'll pull up a game. What do you want me to play? I love how you're distracting me from work. I'll open up Steam. We can look through Steam. What's recent? What have I installed recently? There's always Mega Aquarium. I've been loving it. It's been tons of fun. Can we show you around my aquarium? Okay, baby. I'm doing pretty good. I'm like 50% done with the campaign so far. Here we go. It's loading up. Here it is. It's not much yet, but I think it'll be something very cool very soon. Here. This is like the entranceway, basically. So there's a big tank here, and then on this side is basically all the freshwater tanks. And on this side over here are all the saltwater tanks. And if you go further back, the type of tank gets deeper, you know? Which I think is really cool. So basically, you're going deeper in the ocean the further you go back. The freshwater stuff is not like that, just because I don't know how deep everything is. But, yeah, that's basically what I got. I mean, I have some sharks over here. Do you want to check that out? Look, sharks. And I have, like eels and stuff over here. That's basically it. It's nothing fancy. But it definitely has me addicted. It's very addicting. I'm loving it quite a good bit. What is it, baby? Are you sleepy? Okay. I figured that was the reason you came here. It wasn't because you wanted just to cuddle. It was because you wanted to sleep on me. Of course you can. You know I'll never say no to you. But if you're going to go to sleep, I'm going to get some work done. There's so much work to catch up on, baby. I'll type with one hand, though, so I can hold you. Mm. It's actually just some game design stuff. Nothing too interesting. Just building game systems. Yeah, I'm just stealing rock, paper, scissors, shoot for a fighting mechanic. So each part of the, like, so you have like block, parry, or I think block and parry are basically the same thing, right? I wish I could think of something that was to give it advantage, but I want each of them to like correspond. I thought about slash, stab, and parry. So, or maybe slash, stab, and block. You know, I think parry is kind of the wrong. So, block is like rock. Scissor is like stab. And paper is going to be slash. Alright. So, if I slash, I beat a block. But if I block, I beat a stab. And if I stab, I beat a slash. Alright. Because a block, if you, let's say, you slash, you're bypassing the shield, so it bypasses the block. And the stab, the only thing I don't love is that stab beats slash, but I think that's fine. It's a real simple mechanic. It's like the idea of just using rock, paper, scissors, shoot. In a narrative-driven story. That's like a... Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least that's my idea for the fight mechanic. It's super simple. Because it's not like the core of the game. It's like a mini-game that you'd use. And like the subplot stuff. Okay. So far, so good. We're falling asleep already. I love you, baby. Get some sleep, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll wake you up in a little bit. Have a nice nap, okay? Okay, baby. Sleep tight.